What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Jackie Heinrich had a pretty good breakdown here before they all went into this meeting. You know, basically, and I ran down a couple of them with Batya. One of the important things for Zelensky is getting clarity on the security guarantees, what they might look like, you know, because then that will be easier to sell to the folks back home. Asked about what it means for the timeline, I'm told, this is Jackie's reporting, that the U.S. feels that there is political energy behind this, a light at the end of the tunnel. It wants to get it done, but knows it won't be instant, more like weeks, not months, and Ukraine understands this. She says U.S. and Europeans have gently made suggestions on territory, but they are also aware that Zelensky has to take this back and, you know, massage it through his own system. Got to come back with a counteroffer. Jackie says, I asked how Zelensky is approaching that, given Ukraine's constitutional requirement of a national referendum for territorial changes. She says, I'm told the general attitude is that that's a you problem, as in up to Zelensky to figure it out and handle. And then on territory, with minerals being under Russian control, basically, if America has a stake in land, it is a security in and of itself. It's in their interest to make it work. And she kind of goes on and on about some of the other stuff that they're trying to, get wrapped up. For example, one part of the discussion on security guarantees won't produce full security plans today, but they want to clear the next steps to work on. So this is a big meeting today, and it's certainly something that we're going to keep an eye on throughout the afternoon. My expectation would be this meeting's not going to break unless they just break for a break instead of just concluding it, because they went in not too long ago, and it will likely take many hours. But we'll track it. We'll have the latest on Fox News at the top of the hour as well. Mike Gonzalez is back with us. He's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and he's written a book called BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. How are you, Mike? Welcome back to the show on this Monday.
Hey, Mark, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you. Very good. Well, thank you. I know you're probably a very busy guy. By the way, on the BLM front, I thought this was interesting. There was a piece in our local paper. We had a devastating tornado here in the spring that hit many parts of the low-income, you know, area of St. Louis, North St. Louis, where you saw a predominant, you know, influx of BLM signs, et cetera, in the aftermath of Mike Brown and George Floyd, et cetera. Somebody asked the question, where's BLM now? You know, in the aftermath of something like that, you don't hear from them very much when other people are affected, when cops aren't involved, do you?
No, I mean, BLM has gone through a lot of shifts. The main BLM group, which is the global network, that one has pretty much gone on the ground. You don't hear from them anymore. The most radical, which is BLM LA, BLM Grassroots, and BLM Chicago, they're still around, making noise, but no, they took in the hundreds of millions of dollars of money that good Americans with white guilt gave them, and bad Americans who knew what they were doing, they just wanted to split society, and corporations who just wanted to buy peace, and then they spent it on themselves, a lot of it, and you know, we see what we're seeing. Let me explain this to you. In the demonstrations that we're seeing against Israel, it's demonstrations we're seeing against ICE. This is a morphing of the same people, the same money, the same organizers, the same fiscal sponsors, the same funders. So this is the new iteration of that. They graft onto anything to destabilize our society and our cities to break up America.
Mike, last week I played some pretty amazing audio from Jillian Michaels, of all people. She was on one of the CNN panels late at night with Abby Phillip, and they were talking about, and I guess it was a piece in the New York Times and some of the other legacy media, For example, the New York Times headline was, "Historians alarmed by White House plan to oversee Smithsonian exhibits." The Trump administration's plan to, in effect, audit the content of the Smithsonian Museum drew criticism from groups that represent scholars and promote free speech. The way that it was presented on CNN by Jillian and others the other night was, well, what we're trying to do is kind of de-wokeify the Smithsonian, where all they want to do is blame white people for everything that's happened in this country and not really guide people through history as much as blame, you know, colonialism and oppression and all this other stuff, or colonization, rather. So it was interesting. You wrote about this. What are they trying to do at the Smithsonian to clean things up a little bit, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get stuff that doesn't come out till late to midweek in my weekly column in the Examiner. I'm writing about this again. What Trump is doing is basically liberating the Smithsonian, or trying to, and museums in general. After the news came out of the review, this is a very good review. The letter was sent by Lindsay Halligan, the special advisor to the president, by Vince Haley, the head of domestic policy, and by Russ Boat, the head of OMB, to Lonnie Bunch, the director of the Smithsonian, saying that they were going to put the Smithsonian under review. They're going to conduct a review. Basically, what they're saying is they're going to put the Smithsonian under adult supervision. Now, the New York Times and everyone else, and the piece I quoted me, by the way, the New York Times, so they had a lot of historians saying this is outrageous. This is only curators and collectors should be able to conduct an interview review. And I went back and I spent the weekend looking at this, and it turns out that every job description having to do with museums, whether it's curators, whether it's collectors, whether it's restorers, they're like 95% liberal. And almost no conservatives, like maybe 2 or 3% conservative. This is ideological capture. The woke have captured the museum industry. In fact, I tell you again, I'm breaking news here. Hillsdale, which, as you know, Hillsdale College, a premier conservative college in the country, they considered opening a museum studies department, and they desisted from the idea because they realized that their graduates would not be hired by museums because the liberals are hiring each other. And that's how ideological capture takes place. And the reason they do it is to decolonize museums, to wokeify them. So Trump wants to liberate these museums. That's all.
You know, it's interesting. You brought up an example of Angela Davis, who is a radical, a former Black Panther. She is the recipient of the Soviet Union's Lenin Peace Prize, who once was accused of supplying weapons to a black supremacist who went on to murder a Supreme Court judge and a couple other people. She gets several exhibits in the Smithsonian, and Clarence Thomas gets nothing? Is that accurate?
Yeah, he got nothing at the African-American National Museum, the Museum of African-American History and Culture. And then when people complain, he got an exhibit at the Museum of National History. What I hear, and this I've not confirmed, is that Obama had the Smithsonian not give, because Obama hates, when Obama was president, when this museum opened, he used his influence to make sure the Clarence Thomas did not get anything. But even without the Clarence Thomas aspect, for Angela Davis to get 4 exhibits for Stokely Carmichael, who wanted to make the civil rights movement violent, for these people to get, and then one of the legends on one of the Angela Davis exhibits said, you were guilty of nothing but being a black woman to the core. No. She was guilty of many things. She was guilty of procuring the gun, which terrorists killed the judge. She was guilty of running for the Communist Party ticket in the 80s twice. The communism has produced 100 million debt. She was guilty of being a stooge for the Soviet Union, for East Germany, for the worst regimes behind the Iron Curtain. For heaven's sakes, is this something? Is this somebody? Is this a lodestar for our young to look up to? Is this what our nation should be looking up to? According to the Smithsonian,
yeah,
yes, it is.
Well, that's what the curators want. Here's something else interesting, and I'm very happy about this, because one of the things that I expressed last year during the election was the horror that perhaps Kamala Harris and her team would be guiding our great nation through its 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Next year, a great, great celebration is being planned. They're requesting, though, this team that's looking at the Smithsonian, they want an index of all permanent holdings as well as documents relevant to the 250th anniversary programming and what they're going to do. And I kind of like that because I'd like to see people come into the Smithsonian and appreciate the greatness and the freedom that this country has afforded people for 250 years. With the current, you know, the current leadership group, I don't think you're assured of that, which is why they're asking for some of this material very wisely.
But, well, Mark, I don't think you're old enough, but I certainly am, to remember 76.
I remember it. Of course I do. I was 11 years old. Yeah.
The country was so happy,
yes,
and so proud of America, and that we would not get again if Donald Trump would not be elected. So I think, yeah, no, we have to make sure this is a great country.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
For heaven's sakes, what are we talking about? We need to be proud of being Americans. We need to know the bad parts of it, obviously. We need to know the bad history and how by striving to live up to our ideals, we solve the problems. We need to know all that. But we need to be, you know, a country, a liberal democracy that forgets who it is and that does not have loyal citizens will not last very long, Mark. I tell you that.
Yeah. Well, that's why next year is so important. And yes, I do remember the bicentennial. I remember riding my bike around as a kid with, you know, the bike decorated in red, white, and blue and all those fun things we used to do. So that's why next year is very important to me. And I want it to be important for my daughter, who will be exactly the same age as I was in 1976. Mike Gonzalez, always great to have you on. Hope you get on that flight okay. We'll talk soon. Have a great week.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Bye. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.